This is the 21st. I'm Brian Moline, in for Brian Mackey today. As winter weather seems to linger longer than usual, we might be whiling away the cold with thoughts of summer barbecues, get-togethers, and the opportunity to share a drink with friends. While there's no shortage of craft beer and brew markets in Illinois, the market for spirits was scarce when two University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign students had a vision. My next guest is among the youngest creators of a premium liquor brand, whose idea with his best friend, through many long nights and challenges, morphed into a successful millennial and minority-owned company. Joining us now is Duimo Omolu, founder of John Vasile Tequila. Duimo, welcome to the 21st.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Brian. I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. And listeners, we want to hear from you. What questions do you have for our guest about the liquor industry? Maybe you're curious about the production process or have questions about crafting your own drinks. You can join the conversation by giving us a call at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. Or you can tweet us at 21st Show. Duimo, you attended the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign for college, and your family hails from Ghana. Then in 2020, you were listed in the Forbes 30 Under 30 2021 Food and Drink Edition. And I want to talk a little bit about how you got here. You know, before we get into the tequila itself, can you talk a little bit about your background?
Yes, absolutely. So I was born and raised in Chicago, Illinois, Rogers Park. Local, went to University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, graduated in 2015, and that's pretty much where I started my entrepreneurial journey. But I wanted to, you know, I was fortunate enough to travel often when I was younger, my mother being raised in London, but of Ghanaian descent, and my father of Nigerian descent, felt it was super important for me to get a broader perspective on the world. And I think that's really what sparked and drove my curiosity and really pushed me into becoming an entrepreneur. So from all of those experiences, I think really led me into being where I am now.
Sure. And what were you studying at the U of I?
So I studied advertising, and I had a minor in business with a focus around entrepreneurship. And then my business partner studied accounting. So we were both resident advisors down at U of I. You know, we had joked back then when we were both looking for our future jobs. I was going into the corporate world doing tech consulting for Accenture. He was going to work at his family's liquor store. And we used to joke about having our own brand back then. And from that moment, you know, at the time I had launched a tech company on campus, which was pretty successful and doing pretty well. So, you know, from that experience, you know, we had suggested that we start our own brand, and it was more of a running joke. But in about 2017, after we saw a lot of the boom in the craft brew space, here in Chicago, I started to really research the industry and got a little bit more serious about it. And I felt the same thing would start to happen in the craft spirit space. Tequila just always being our drink of choice. We were fortunate enough to be able to go and visit Mexico, Tequila Jalisco. And from there, the idea just took on a life of its own.
Yeah, let's talk about the brand, John Vasile. How did the idea for that particular brand come about for you?
Yeah, so it really stemmed, I think, from the tech space. And, you know, after building like a successful tech company, seeing its ability to scale, I wanted to make sure that, you know, we could build a brand that could still scale in the same way. But it was really just about the experiences that we were having. You know, like you mentioned earlier on, it's those moments with friends, it's the moments with family that really last a lifetime. And, you know, as we kind of all gathered around, spirits was just a huge component of that. So we really wanted to make sure that we started building something that we had ownership in the space. So it was really like a running joke, because at the time, two 23-year-olds, I mean, we graduated in 2015. It was super unlikely for us to start a tequila company back then. It definitely sounded crazy, because it was prior to, you know, us hearing about George Clooney or, you know, other celebrities that had done it successfully. So I think the daringness of it is kind of what kept the drive for it going and what kept people interested. And slowly we were able to launch to market in 2018.
Yeah, and you mentioned tequila is your drink of choice, which is why you went that direction. But what sets it apart for you from other liquors?
So at the time, you know, I was really on my health craze. So I was trying to be in the best shape of my life. And, you know, of course, going out with friends on the weekends and things, you had to be cognizant of that as you were drinking. So tequila was the healthiest spirit. You know, if you get a pure tequila, it's distilled from 100% Blue Weber agave. That's essentially a fruit. So it was just the healthiest spirit that I could drink, and as well as it's the only spirit that's an upper. So the experiences that I wanted to have, it's all about enjoying the moment, and tequila was just a spirit that helped you do that. So those two facts was what really drove me to making that spirit my drink of choice. And I was excited to see that there was just so much room for growth with it. There's so many different expressions that you can create. There's Blanco, Reposado, Añejo. So it's, you know, the runway was just exponential. So I was excited to get into that lane.
Sure. And let's talk a little bit about the production process of the tequila itself. You know, what flavors do you have at John Basile, and how is it made?
Yeah, so we've distilled our Blanco. So we have a Blanco and Reposado on the market right now. Our Blanco is distilled from 100% Blue Weber agave, and we actually took a blend of our agave plant. So it's both from the high and low land of Tequila Jalisco. So when you try our product, you'll start to feel and taste the blend of, you know, both the earth notes as well as the citrus notes. So we, you know, I can't give you all the keys, Brian, but we've made sure that the spirit is extremely smooth, because our Blanco is more of an introductory to tequila. That's how we wanted to position our profile. Then with our Reposado, it takes on a life of its own. We actually aged it for close to 11 months in oak whiskey barrels. So you're really going to have notes of caramel, notes of vanilla, and it's really a beautiful expression. That's my drink of choice. I usually do a Reposado on the rocks or a Reposado old fashioned. So those are two expressions that we have on the market right now. We are launching an Añejo this year, so excited for that. And then from there, we're going to keep going.
You know, Duimo, it's pretty well known, I think, that the spirits industry lacks diversity. You know, Black consumers account for about 12% of alcohol sales, but represent only about 8% of the workforce and 2% of executives in the spirits industry. That's according to Forbes. You know, what was it like breaking into this industry? Did you face some challenges?
Absolutely. I would say And, you know, I kind of go into it when you're trying to think of examples, right? Or like you kind of touched on examples of owners in the space or brands that are successful that have been built by diverse owners. It was really hard, I think, at the time for anyone to come to mind. So there's a lot of doors that you kind of have to break through, a lot of doors that you have to kick down to prove that you can do it successfully. But, you know, we kind of just take that challenge as our duty almost. You know, it's I think it, like you mentioned, we, you know, the Black consumer there's a huge market for it. We engage with these brands, we engage with these products, but the lack of ownership is really what drove and sparked the ambition to kind of build what we were building. So I think now the runway is starting to change a bit. You know, as we start to do it more successfully, it just gives others the opportunity to kind of walk through the door afterwards. So it just makes it bigger than us. And I think that is also what helps us get through all of the different challenges and all the different hurdles.
Sure. You know, have you been able to align with any other Black brands in the spirits industry?
So, you know, what we've been able to do, I think, over the last couple of years, when we first launched, we really had no one else to kind of really run with. But over the last few years, we launched in 2018, and I think in the last 2 years, I've started to see, you know, friends that I know personally that have been able to launch successful spirit brands. So here in Chicago, we have Michael Laval, which is an amazing wine brand. We also see Alexander James Whiskey that just launched recently. So now we're trying to create experiences around that can encompass all of those brands and just push them forward. So it's a nice thing to see. And I know that over time, more and more brands are going to start emerging. And I'm excited for that.
We're talking with Dreamo Umolu, founder of John Basile Tequila. And listeners, you can join the conversation by calling 800-222-9455, or you can tweet us at 21st Show. Dreamo, where can listeners find your tequila?
So we are in about over 500 locations now in the Illinois market, but we just launched in Jewel Osco. So you can find us in majority of Jewel Oscos across the state. Binnie's, Kimbark is one of our favorite stores to shop at, which is in Hyde Park here in Chicago, as well as Matson Wine and Spirits. But we're all over. If you log on to johnbasiletequila.com, you can see all of the locations.
Great. And can you suggest a drink to us? You know, maybe some possibilities for listeners to enjoy John Basile?
Absolutely. So for our Blanco, I would say our sweet mint limeade. That is a cocktail for the summer. It's going to be a hit at the summer barbecues. Trust me, people will love it. You can find the recipe for that on johnbasiletequila.com. And if you're looking for a more reserved night, I'd say try our Reposado Old Fashioned. That is the perfect sipping cocktail.
Okay, great. You know, any advice or tips that you might have for listeners who have been wanting to break into the craft beer or liquor industry themselves?
Absolutely. I would say be persistent and consistent. Be consistent with your profile, your brand, your design, your idea, and what you're trying to actually communicate. And then just be extremely persistent. The spirits industry, like most industries, when you're approaching it from an entrepreneurial standpoint, you're going to face hurdles, you're going to face pitfalls, and you just have to realize that there's going to be highs and lows. So just be persistent and consistent as you move through those.
Yeah, I believe you may have touched on this a little bit earlier in the conversation, but just talk a little bit about, you know, what's coming up next for you and the brand.
Absolutely. So we're very, very excited to launch our third expression on Añejo. I know our consumers have been asking for that for a while now. So we're excited to finally be, you know, getting out of the pandemic and being able to launch that. And we're also excited to really spread the brand around the world. So we see John Basile Tequila being a global brand. We're going to be entering some new markets starting this year. So we're definitely excited to have people around the world be able to try it.
Dreamo Umolu is the founder of John Basile Tequila. You can find them online at johnbasiletequila.com. Dreamo, thanks so much for joining us today on the 21st.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you for having me. It was amazing.
And before we go, I'd like to make a pitch for joining our texting group. We've been hearing interesting things from listeners, and it's informing our coverage. You can join us by texting the word TALK to 217-803-0730. Again, the word is TALK. Send it to 217-803-0730. You can stay up to date with us on Twitter. Just follow us and search for 21ST Show. We tweet out links with more analysis and background about what we've been discussing on the show. The 21st is produced by Anna Casey, Aiden Choate, and Erica Scalise, who's also our engagement producer. Our interns are Owen Henderson, Zainab Qureshi, and Brielle Skolark. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Thanks to the band Public Access for our theme music. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Moline, filling in for Brian Mackey today. Have a good one.